right, this is a massive story on so many fronts. This morning, the White House put out a press release. DHS put out the new rules from the Trump administration that any state, county, city that says they're going to boycott Israel will not get FEMA disaster funds or any other federal funds for hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, wildfires, terror attacks. And that's what Biden did in North Carolina, South Carolina, other areas that came out in documents where if you had a Trump sign or you were white, you wouldn't get support. People didn't believe it at first when we heard whistleblowers, we got the documents. Total discrimination. Now, it's one thing if Trump wants to tell California, which we support, hey, don't do transgender brainwashing or DEI or we'll cut education funds because they're discriminating against people. So we're saying you don't get funds to do that. But to then come out and say you're not going to get any funds that taxpayers have paid for, and then imagine when there's disasters and people die, what a crime. And I said on the show today, I said, I bet Trump doesn't even really know about this. You got Abbott in Texas. You got DeSantis, who I think are good guys overall, but not on this, sanctioning cities and towns like San Marcos in Texas, south of Austin, because they had a resolution condemning the Gaza genocide. So Abbott said, I'm going to cut your state funding. This is wild, ladies and gentlemen. This is absolutely wild. This is totally insane. And it's so incredibly dangerous. So I came out when it broke in the second hour of the show and I said, this is Trump jumping the shark. I mean, this is really, really, really out of control. And he's reversed this right now. And then immediately the bots hit saying, oh, it's good, but also, oh, it's not even a real story. So I'm going to post the Reuters article under this where the Trump administration has now, in less than 12 hours, this broke early this morning, they put the release out, they have now reversed it and said they're not doing it. Thank God. So here's the rest of the story. On issue after issue, we were going to go into Iran. We put pressure, the public did, Trump backed off. They were going to keep mRNA vaccines. Kennedy went to bat, the public did. They had to back off on that. So this is a very, very exciting time to be alive. And the different lobbies that are manipulating Trump, they want to demonize any Trump supporters that try to keep him true to his agenda and who watch bad people in his administration as a panicking. No, we're enforcing. We're holding feet to the fire. We are a pressuring, not a panicking. They want the people that got Trump elected to just sit down and shut up while the Israel lobby and other lobbies come in and run roughshod over this country and over Trump's constituents, and we're not going to do it. So that's the bottom line on this. And so the Democrats are in free fall. They have the lowest approval rating ever. Their fundraising is the lowest ever. They're a joke. People are rejecting leftists on a ship around the world. Our big fight now is over the heart and soul of the Trump administration. He's a good man overall. And everybody knows I'm not some foam-at-the-mouth anti-Israel guy. Israel has been a big lobby controlling our foreign policy in the Middle East, but I didn't think they ran everything. But they're trying because the power vacuum of the Democrats being out, the ADL, the Israelis, they're here trying to pass laws in Congress to put you in jail, like in Europe, if you question the Holocaust, which everybody knows. I know Hitler said he was going to kill a bunch of Jews, and he did. You debate the numbers, but it doesn't matter. You have a right to say the moon's made out of cheese. But now they have the head of Meta censorship saying, I'm an Israeli, and I'm censoring anybody that even criticizes Zionism because that's anti-Semitic. What? So Israel is destroying itself. Netanyahu is destroying Israel right now. This is all totally insane. And if you look at all the countries in the world that you can say are acting like Hitler, it's Netanyahu. In Gallup, Israel's now seen as the major threat in the world by other countries. I don't even think that's it. I think it's communist China or NATO and the EU trying to start war with Russia, a nuclear war. They already started a war. So, you know, I'm not trying to have a beef with Israel here, but man, I can't help it. I mean, you want to come in and take disaster relief for conservatives, liberals, agnostic, political people. If there's a flood or a fire, take the money away from people trying to go to the Red Cross or trying to go to a shelter or get some money for a hotel.
Now, the DHS has been change that provision. They have changed it now, but they did it a little bit dishonestly, and we'll get into that on the other side. That video, of course, is from Alex Jones's X account. You can find and share that video at Real Alex Jones. Follow me at Harrison H. Smith. Follow, of course, at InfoWars and at InfoWars Journal for the American Journal. And we'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because, folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is The American Journal. We just watched a video from Alex Jones talking about the decision made by DHS to deny emergency funds to companies, states, municipalities that boycott Israel. And we've covered the, you know, BDS, boycott, divest, sanction movement quite a bit. Of course, we've shown many clips from the Al Jazeera documentary called The Lobby. And there's two versions, UK Lobby and the American Lobby, both these from Al Jazeera, documentary series. Highly recommend you watch them. They give you very, very keen insight into the strategies of the Israeli lobby in particular, which their strategies all lobbies use, but you really get a sense of just how widespread and influential these lobbies are. And all of the American series is dedicated to the BDS movement and the fact that you have all of these Israeli organizations in America coordinating and collaborating with the Israeli government to shut down student activism here in this country. And that's a big issue because, again, when we've showed you the clips, I mean, it is, and they're very clear. They're like, we are only able to do this because we have the capabilities and the resources of a state, that the state of Israel is behind us. So if they want to gather, you know, blackmail information on a student activist, they've got Mossad, the IDF, Unit 8200 on their side, working with them, spying on Americans, feeding it to, you know, Israeli Americans so that they can try to shut down the boycott, divest, sanction movement, which is perfectly legal, totally in line with any, you know, constitutionally approved political speech, but being shut down by the Israeli government and their operatives in this country. So they're very threatened by the boycott, divest, sanction movement. Israel has deemed it worth it to spend billions of dollars and activate innumerable resources to trying to defeat this protest movement, which again is simply about not actively contributing to what are internationally designated to be illegal settlements run by terrorists. Okay, that's what boycott, divest, sanction is all about, is companies that contribute to Israel are paying for the dispossession of Palestinian Christians and Muslims in the West Bank and elsewhere where these illegal Israeli settlements crop up that are illegal by any definition. You know, even technically according to Israel, they are, even though Israel, you know, pays for their upkeep and expansion. They still admit that it's illegal that they're doing it. And so, you know, I'm saying all of this to lay out, like, what is the basis for this ruling, this requirement? It's not hateful to not actively contribute to a terrorist organization, right? It's not anti-Semitic. It's none of these things. It is, so like when you're talking about, you know, who's on the right side here, the people who are simply withholding their own money and not wanting to actively contribute to something they don't believe in, they're not the bad guys. Okay, the people using American law to force companies to contribute to a movement they don't believe in, they're the bad guys. Okay, so just let's lay that out first and foremost, because the only attempt I've even seen, it was by Joel Berry. I think it's in the Babylon Bee, right? I don't know. He's one of these Christian Zionist Shabbos Goy guys. He's the only one I've even seen even try to tepidly justify withholding disaster funds from Americans because they won't support Israel. And his very, very tepid and lame defense was, well, the BDS movement is evil. So let's just be clear. The BDS movement, it's just a protest. It's just a boycott. Nothing wrong about it. Nothing even remotely objectionable about it. But that's the only argument they have. That's the only argument they're willing to make, because there is no other argument for this. If BDS isn't evil, then what the hell is going on here? So again, this was such an ill-advised move. And again, this all takes place in this idea. Yeah, BDS is a vile front group of radical leftists and Islamists. It's weird to see people on the right refuse rushing to defend it. It's like defending CARE, Muslim Brotherhood, or BLM. Well, not really. Yeah, not really, though. So there you go. If you can't, you know, associate boycott, divest, sanction with, you know, being a terrorist group, then you really have no argument here. And that's not an argument anyway, so there is no argument for this. And again, you've got, and this is the strategy clearly they've been pursuing. It's not going to work. It's basically projecting the left-right paradigm onto Israel and saying, basically, if you're against Israel, that's left-wing politics. And that's just kind of ridiculous. This is not a left or right issue. This is a nationalistic issue. This is America versus Israel, not left versus right in America and Israel. We're not the same. And people on the right wing in America are not necessarily right wing when it comes to Israel. Why would they be? It genuinely doesn't make any sense. But like Mark Levin wrote an article or posted it yesterday, basically going, why are Republicans going left on Israel? We're not going left on Israel. We just don't like Israel. We're right-wing Americans. We're nationalistic. We want America to benefit America. And we're not in favor of murdering children to achieve your political ends. So why would we be in favor of what those scumbags are doing? It just doesn't make any sense, and it's a false dichotomy, and it's an attempt to use the political divide here to trick right-wingers into thinking that supporting Israel is the right-wing position, when it has nothing to do with left or right wing, has to do with nationalism versus not. Now, that being said, the people on the left, as I've always said, they're right about Israel for the same reason they're wrong about everything else. They see it in the oppressor versus the oppressed paradigm, the brown versus white interpretation that they see absolutely everything in the world through. So, you know, yeah, they're lefty idiots, and that just means they happen to land on the right side of this particular, you know, conflict, not for the right reasons, but who cares? But who cares? We happen to be on the same side as them, not because our politics happen to align in this instance. It's just that they've exported their right versus left paradigm onto Israel. And they're basically making the same argument Mark Levin is, only from the other side. Whereas we're, from my position, just completely outside of that dichotomy. It has nothing to do with left or right. It has to do with right and wrong, good and evil, truth versus lies, America versus Israel. So again, not exactly a surprise they would put this in. It's just the timing is so bad. And again, it's like, are they doing this on purpose? Are they trying to piss us off? Because that's the only thing that's happening. And everybody I saw online yesterday was just absolutely outraged and infuriated at not just the announcement from the DHS about withholding emergency funds, but also extrapolating that and going, not only is this wrong, let's look at what else Israel is doing. Why does Israel have this much control? What would lead to this provision even being considered, let alone implemented? how did we get to this point? So it's not a good look for Israel. And it's not exactly making people think the claims that Israel controls our country are false. So like I was saying this yesterday on X. It's like, if I was pro-Israel, I would be doing everything I could to get the DHS to reverse this. Right? If I was pro-Israel and I saw, oh, we're going to withhold funds from, you know, people from flooding victims, victims of disaster, of wildfires in America, we're going to withhold emergency funds from them until they agree to support Israel. If I was pro-Israel, I'd be like, what the hell are you doing? Do not do that. Do not make that a contingency on getting emergency funds. Do you want people to hate us? But I'm not pro-Israel. I just said this is just perfectly in line with everything else that I've seen. And there's nothing particularly egregious about this, like out of the ordinary. This has been the case for years in a lot of states. And finally, people are just waking up to it and realizing how ridiculous this is, which, okay, great. Welcome to the party. But this has been the case for a very long time, as we've reported on forever. So they removed it. The outrage was such that they tried to quietly obscure what they'd done and act like they didn't just get caught. From InfoWars, DHS removes provision withholding disaster funding for cities and states not supporting Israeli companies. The Department of Homeland Security moved to strike a provision from its disaster relief funding guidelines that instructed withholding aid from cities or states that boycott companies tied to Israel. Steve Bannon's War Room co-host Natalie Winters reported the development Monday. The Trump administration quietly removed the unpopular proposal after it was criticized for putting other nations before America. White House officials told DHS guidance had been updated to show no Israel requirement, Winters wrote on X Monday, writing, it still bars recipients from operating programs that benefit illegal immigrants. The removed section of the DHS guidance said this, quote, discriminatory prohibited boycott means refusing to deal, cutting commercial relations, or otherwise limiting commercial relations specifically with Israeli companies or companies doing business in or with Israel or authorized by, licensed by, or organized under the laws of Israel to do business. And then it was updated. The move was celebrated as a win by Trump supporters, keen on seeing this administration put America first. However, many commented it's disturbing it appeared in the guidelines in the first place and wondered whether the DHS would have stricken the provision without the intense online backlash. And of course, they wouldn't have. And they tried to do this quietly. And how they did it was a little bit subversive and dishonest. From S2_underground. After this circulated on social media this morning, the Department of Homeland Security has apparently decided to secretly violate the Federal Records Act by surreptitiously editing this file. The best part, they forgot to scrub the metadata from the PDF, which confirms not only the name of the person who last edited the file, but also the exact time which it was edited, which happened to be 4:30 p.m. today. The DHS deleted this PDF from their website and re-uploaded a new document, hoping no one would notice. The name of the PDF itself keeps the version 3 label and the same upload date. Absolutely nothing on their website indicates that any update to the files took place. But the file is completely different, and on page 6, all reference to Israel are now gone. There was no statement issued or any acknowledgement at all that the files were switched, but they were, and the metadata confirms it. Of course, some of us kept the receipts. I have a copy of the original file, which you can download here if you wish. And so they show that basically they took down and re-uploaded this PDF, making massive changes, but then not altering the data, not announcing that they were changing it, acting like this was always the proposal they put forward. This was always version 3, when in reality, it had been massively changed and the metadata showed it. While DHS removed the explicit requirement for states and cities to certify they won't boycott Israel to receive disaster aid, the clause was reworded as a ban on, quote, discriminatory prohibited boycotts. Homeland Security confirmed that boycotting Israel is still considered a form of anti-Semitic discrimination, meaning the policy remains in effect. It's just been vaguely rephrased. Okay, so from at DHS.gov, Homeland Security on X, they say, there is no FEMA requirement tied to Israel in any current NOFO. No states have lost funding and no new conditions have been imposed. FEMA grants remain governed by existing law and policy and not political litmus tests. DHS will enforce all anti-discriminatory laws and policies, including as it relates to the BDS movement, which is expressly grounded in anti-Semitism. Those who engage in racial discrimination should not receive a single dollar of federal funding. So it's still there. So it's still in place. So it wasn't actually removed. So they tried to, you know, quietly insert this provision. Everybody noticed, got mad at it. They then tried to quietly remove the provision without actually acknowledging they were removing it, while still admitting that actually it still applies. And even though the explicit language about Israel in particular has been removed, the actual purpose and meaning of the law or of the update remains. You will still be discriminated against and federal funds will be withheld from you if you participate in discriminatory action, which they consider BDS to be discriminatory action. Now, that's, of course, absurd and ridiculous on the face of it, but this is the purpose of instituting and adopting the IHRA definition of anti-Semitism. That's why we made such a big deal about that. That's why that was a necessary step in achieving all these other things. Is they go, well, since we now define anti-Israel sentiment as anti-Semitic, then they can say things like the BDS movement is, quote, expressly grounded in anti-Semitism. It's not. It's grounded in anti-Israel activism, which under the IHRA definition of anti-Semitism, which the DHS adopted either earlier this year or last year under the Biden administration, they adopted this definition of anti-Semitism, so they can now say the BDS is an anti-Semitic organization, even though it's purely anti-Israeli because of that new definition they've adopted. So it didn't go away. They are still going to withhold funds if you don't actively support the West Bank terror settlements. And again, that's what this is all about. So they say it's grounded in anti-Semitism. In reality, it's not even really anti-Israel. It's just anti-expansion of the West Bank settlements. That is at the heart of the BDS movement. Now, maybe it's expanded out to be, you know, any company with doing business in Israel. But at least from the beginning and, you know, in the official BDS, you know, organization's statements, it's about denying funding to companies that contribute to the West Bank settlements, which are illegal settlements, which violate various accords and international agreements and international law. Even, you know, this according to American statements and official American policy. So how can that be anti-Semitic? It's not only not anti-Semitic, it's not even really anti-Israel, it's just anti-Israeli terror. But that, according to the IRHA definition, is to be anti-Semitic and therefore can fall under the line of discrimination and will therefore not receive funds. So it hasn't changed. So they are just still doing this. So the whole reversal thing, it's just a trick. That was just a fraud. It was just a lie. And they tried to cover it up and pretend like they didn't even modify it, when obviously they did, and they simply removed the language that made it explicit what they were doing and instead made it more vague while not changing the underlying purpose and cause of the version at all. And then here you can see the original file date from April 18th, 2025, the edited version, August 4th, 2025. Before the file was changed, it had that language explicitly about Israel. After the edits, the section pertaining to Israel has been completely removed and replaced by the next line. However, the version number and the date remain the same on both versions, as if this update never happened. Sort of Orwellian in that way. So that's what's happening with the BDS thing. And again, you've got from Dominique Michael Trippi, Republican Party is reportedly facing a generational revolt over U.S. support of Israel. And you really just have to ask, do they care about this? What is their plan to fix this? And why are they doing everything they possibly can to exacerbate this anger and fury? I mean, Mike Johnson is not only in Israel making sweet love to the Wailing Wall after ending the congressional term early, so they can not expose the Epstein files, saying, and according to Gunther Eagleman on X, he's like, yeah, Mike Johnson told me personally that he would be spending the recess in his district talking to voters, and now he's in Israel at the Wailing Wall. Like, even Gunther Eagleman, who's been pretty diehard pro-MAGA, you know, Israel supporter, like, it's too much. It's too in your face. It's too offensive. And it's like every time the right wing gets outraged, some new outrageous, you know, bending of the knee, genuflection, worshiping at the feet of Israel, their response is to double down on their worship of Israel. And here's Mike Johnson. After visiting a Jewish settlement, Speaker Mike Johnson declared that Christian scripture promises the West Bank to the Jewish people in its entirety. Quote, scripture teaches us that the mountains of Judea and Samaria were promised to the Jewish people and they belong to them by right. Meanwhile, Israeli settler attacks on Tebe, the last fully Christian town in the West Bank, have intensified in the recent months, and Johnson made no mention of it. There are still like 50,000 Christians in the West Bank, and that's the Speaker of the House of America, Mike Johnson, saying they should all be eradicated and replaced with Jews. That the whole area needs to be Judaized and removed of the non-Jewish elements, which would include 50,000 Christians who have been a community there since Jesus walked around. I mean, Bethlehem, Jesus's birthplace. And this guy, Mike Johnson, is saying every Christian needs to be removed from the region. And you wonder why there's a revolt amongst the youth against Israel. Because you keep spitting in our face. So what is the strategy here? What is the plan here? Honestly. Are they just destroying the Republican Party? Is that it? And what would the purpose of that be? Like, how are they so tone deaf in their responses? I think the answer is, it's just pride, I think. It's just sort of like a variety of like the seven deadly sins just working together. And I just think they've overstretched themselves. I really think they've exposed themselves too much. And it's not possible anymore to sort of recede into the background and act like this isn't happening, which would be one strategy. Right, for the Republicans, kind of like what we just saw with the like that. That's one strategy, is you pretend it's not happening. You keep everything in place, but you aren't quite so explicit about it in hopes that it all flies under the radar. Right, that's one strategy, but that's not going to work. Because like what we just saw, we're aware of it now. Everybody's talking about it now. So even if you pretend to remove the language about Israel, we can all still see that the program is still in place. You're still withholding funds. Emergency funds for Americans, by Americans, for Americans to recover. You're withholding those for the sake of Israel, and we're not going to stand for that. We're going to keep talking about it. We're going to keep speaking out about it. So it's almost like, okay, they can't just quietly reverse course or act like they're reversing course, because we're not going to fall for that. So instead, they're just doubling down and I guess just acting like they can, you know, browbeat us into submission and just keep it going and, you know, act like the division isn't happening or act like the solution is just to double down on the Israel worship. It's not going to work. So they're really just accelerating things. And like I said yesterday, even if it's not 5D chess, the outcome is Trump and the Republicans are being so pro-Israel, it's making everybody else be anti-Israel. It's making everybody be anti-Israel. Even diehard Republicans, even the likes of Gunther Eagleman, are just like offended at how sycophantic Mike Johnson and Trump are towards Israel, and it's turning everybody against Israel. So what is the long-term play here? What is the long-term play? And the long-term play may be that they're putting anti-Semitism laws in place so they'll just be able to arrest you shortly and they won't have to worry about your outrage.
Historians have pointed it out for thousands of years. Most people, when history is happening right in front of them, don't realize it until later. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has changed the world. You are the InfoWar. You're the eyes and ears. You're the reason we're on the air. You're the reason we're having so much success. And the bad guys hate InfoWars above all other independent populist media. So if you want to keep us on the air and take part in history, we have a limited edition, murdered out InfoWars fundraiser shirt, black on black, at thealexjonesstore.com. Now you can get all the other apparel for way lower prices. We've got a big deal going right now where you buy one, you get one free if you're a VIP. That's incredible for the supplements as well. But with this shirt, we've marked it up a bit for those of you that really want to support the InfoWar and get this limited edition shirt. So get your InfoWars limited edition murdered out shirt right now at thealexjonesstore.com. This is a limited edition. Thanks for your support and thanks for being part of history.
possible, go to the alexjonesstore.com and get this methylene blue. And I'm not exaggerating when I say this is the best product you guys have ever had. It's just absolutely fantastic.
It's insane.
Take me an hour to explain why. Just go and buy it. I'm expecting 2 bottles tomorrow.
Absolutely. I want to tell the audience a little bit about what to experience on Methylene Blue. I know we've talked about it incessantly. We've had basically every guest take it. We've run ad after ad after ad for it. Talk to your doctor, but as long as you're not on SSRIs, this could be the best thing that you've ever taken. A lot of stuff that's good for you, you take it and it is good for you, but you don't necessarily feel it. Take B12 every single day. You might not necessarily feel it. Maybe if it builds up in your system, you'll start noticing that you have more energy and you're getting sick less often. I understand, but Methylene Blue is one of the few products over the counter out there that you will physically feel within 30 minutes, unless you have supernatural mitochondria health. And it's not just the way that your body feels, even though there are sensations, it's the way that your state of mind completely changes. It doesn't make you a different person. You just realize that your thoughts are more organized, that a veil is lifted, that you have clarity of focus, that you have more energy, but you're not jittery, that there's no crash, that you could still go to sleep if you wanted to, but you don't feel like you're falling asleep every single day. I mean, Methylene Blue is something that I will take for the rest of my life. And you can look into all the studies and the conversations from RFK Jr. to Mel Gibson to Chase Hughes. They've done studies on the effects of Methylene Blue where people take it and then they do red light therapy and the benefits are just absolutely astounding. You're absorbing more oxygen. Your mitochondria are totally fired up. Your body is absorbing more energy from the sun itself. It's like super chlorophyll for a human body. And you'll feel better. And you'll feel the hot blood running through your veins. And you'll understand that you're focused, that you have more energy, and you won't be jittery. And there isn't a come down. It helps your body absorb more of the oxygen that you breathe in. Literally the stuff that life is made of. Isn't it said in Genesis that God breathed life into Adam? Well, this makes you be able to make the most out of God's breath into you. And look, our whole purpose on this earth is to honor God. We are his creation. And so what better way to honor him than becoming the best versions of ourselves? It's called self-actualization. When you actually become all you can potentially become. And our bodily health is part of that. Our intellectual health, our mind health is part of that. And then the good that we do in the world is part of that. And so by going to the alexjonesstore.com right now and getting Methylene Blue, you're fighting for your body and your mind and for humanity at the same time. You're doing what God calls all of us to do. Methylene Blue will be one of the best decisions that you ever make.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We have some breaking news here. Some very exciting stuff happening. Comer, James Comer, subpoenas the Clintons, Trump's DOJ, and House Oversight's Epstein probe. The House Oversight Committee has subpoenaed former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton for testimony regarding Jeffrey Epstein, Fox News Digital has learned. Committee Chair James Comer of Kentucky sent a flurry of subpoenas related to Epstein on Tuesday morning, with the Clintons being just two of the people the House investigators are looking to hear from. Comer also sent a subpoena to the Department of Justice for records related to Epstein's case. Others who are being compelled to appear are former FBI directors James Comey and Robert Mueller, as well as ex-attorneys general Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, William Barr, Jeff Sessions, and Alberto Gonzalez. A House Oversight Committee subcommittee panel voted to subpoena each of the individuals as well as the DOJ in two respective votes last month during an unrelated hearing. It comes after Comer followed through on earlier full committee vote to subpoena Ghislaine Maxwell, a close former Epstein associate who was sentenced to 20 years in prison for her role in a scheme to sexually exploit and abuse multiple minor girls with Jeffrey Epstein over the course of a decade, according to a press release by the Southern District of New York. Comer has agreed to delay Maxwell's deposition until after the Supreme Court heard her petition to overturn the conviction. However, the committee is giving the DOJ until August 19th to turn in records related to Epstein's case, Fox News Digital has learned. Jeffrey Epstein, or Hillary Clinton, rather, has been compelled to appear on October 9th and Bill Clinton on October 14th, according to letters sent to both of them respectfully. Respectively, that is, not respectfully. Lynch and Holder are being compelled to appear on September 19th and 30th. Barr and Sessions are subpoenaed to appear August 18th and 28th. So they're all being compelled to appear, including Gonzalez, the attorney general who served under former President George W. Bush. It's not immediately clear how much information the subpoenas will yield or if those subpoenaed will cooperate with the House Oversight Committee at all. The late pedophile Epstein committed suicide in 2019 while awaiting prosecution on federal sex trafficking charges. The GOP base has fractured over the current administration's handling of the case, however. Far-right figures like Steve Bannon and Laura Loomer have accused the DOJ of mishandling something that's long been seen as a priority for Trump's base. Trump stood by Attorney General Pam Bondi has directed her to release any credible evidence related to Epstein in a bid to quell the infighting. So, Representative James Comer wrote this on X. The House Oversight Committee is compelling the following individuals to appeal for depositions through issued subpoenas. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Merrick Garland, October 2nd. Former FBI Director James Comey, October 7th. William Barr, August 18th. Gonzalez, August 26th. Jeff Sessions, 28th. Robert Mueller, September 2nd. Loretta Lynch, September 9th. Eric Holder, September 30th. How do we feel about this? Again, this is just breaking, so I'm just sort of responding to this in real time. There's more demands being made. But why does this feel like tour dates to me? This feels like when a band announced their tour dates. We're going to be in Wichita October 9th. We're going to be in Minneapolis October 14th. And it's like, is this, so what is this exactly? Why are these hearings being stretched out over multiple months? And what would be the purpose of that? And what are they being subpoenaed about? I'm a little bit confused at this. So basically, we're going to have to talk about Epstein for the next 3 months, is what they're telling us. So the next 3 months at least, and nothing's going to happen with Epstein as we make our way through the Hollywood production of these subpoena hearings. Are these going to be public hearings? Are we going to get to hear their answers? Are they going to be behind closed doors? I don't know how I feel about this. In fact, I'm going to open up the phone lines. I'm going to take your calls on what this means. Give us a call, 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. I want to know what you think this is all about. Why is this happening? Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Merrick Garland, James Comey, William Barr, Alberto Gonzalez, Jeff Sessions, Robert Mueller, Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder. Because another aspect of this is that Merrick Garland, James Comey, Bill Barr, Jeff Sessions, Robert Mueller, and unless I'm misremembering, pretty sure all these people have testified in front of Congress and have lied directly to Congress's face before. So I guess the question is, are they going to lie again? And if so, what's the recompense there? Why are we, you know, subpoenaing them to question them when we should be arresting them from all of the evidence that we already have of their various misdeeds, their breaking of oaths, their violating of, you know, perjury laws? I mean, why do we have to listen to them? Why are we giving Bill or Hillary Clinton a platform to talk about this when they should just be arrested and interrogated in some back room somewhere? Former FBI Director James Comey, I mean, he has just blatantly lied in official congressional testimony before. He has committed perjury about leaking information to the press verbatim. He's never paid a price. A couple months ago, he was tweeting out "Kill Donald Trump" to push his new book. And so what, we're going to bring him up so we can lie to our faces again? I don't want to stand for that. I don't care what he has to say. He should be in prison. So, okay, all right, maybe, you know, maybe I'm supposed to be excited about this, but I don't want to be talking about for this for 3 months. What are you talking about? Oh, my God. Just release the damn files. What are we doing here? Maybe this will all lead to something. I'll be happy to see that. But I can't help but think that the deep state is losing the information war, so they're scrambling, and their solution is basically just make it look like we're doing something. They basically have been forced into a position where they have to make it look like they're doing something, and so they're really trying to do as much nothing as they possibly can. So they'll talk about DOJ referrals. They'll talk about grand jury summons. They'll talk about subpoenas for Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and James Comey. None of it matters until they're in handcuffs. I don't care about how we get to that point. I guess I'll report on it. But friends, I don't believe any of it until these people are in handcuffs. So now we're going to have the Jeffrey Epstein speaking tour, where every week we're going to get a new series of testimony from Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. So we'll keep this going. I mean, it's almost like they've just planned out the season of a TV show. Episode 1, Bill Clinton. Episode 2, Hillary Clinton. We have a cliffhanger mid-season with James Comey, and then we come back. And it's like, I don't want to watch a TV series about this. I want them to go to prison. Am I wrong? Should I be celebrating this? Should I be happy about this? The House Oversight Committee has subpoenaed the Justice Department for files related to late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, a major move that comes as many congressional Republicans call for more transparency around the case. Demands for more information on Epstein has roiled Capitol Hill in recent weeks. Demand for more information about Jeffrey Epstein? No, we want the evidence that's already been compiled. You know the multiple cases that Jeffrey Epstein went through? You remember the trial of Ghislaine Maxwell? Remember how they were both convicted? Where's the evidence? Remember how there was hard drives and DVDs and binders full of information and servers full of information that Jeffrey Epstein had collected? Remember all the security cameras throughout all of his compounds, his various homes all over the world? That's what we want. At a certain point, you have to stop gathering evidence and start the trials. I don't want any more information about, we have all of the information about Jeffrey Epstein we could ever possibly want. We want the convictions of the people he was collaborating with. We want convictions for the illegal activities of those covering up his crimes. And we want the information that you have in your possession and that you're not giving us. But now we're going to get to watch season 1 of the Jeffrey Epstein Chronicles. Tune in next Friday to find out what Hillary Clinton's going to lie to us about. And then get away with. One of these days, folks, one of these days, we're going to elect real patriots into office. And at that point, it's going to be a matter of hours before everything in America is fixed. None of these problems are insurmountable. None of them should really even be that big of issues. And if Republicans were actually patriotic Americans that put America first and had gumption and the brass balls necessary to contend with this cacophony of freaks called the left, It would not be an issue. It would not be a problem, because take a look at the redistricting going on in Texas right now. If you were to aggressively pursue what the law entails, everything the Democrats do would backfire on them tremendously. And this is the way the Democrats do it, right? Look at the way they treated Roger Stone. Roger Stone didn't do anything wrong. but they cook up something to get a grand jury indictment on him. And then they bring, or they subpoena him, bring him in, ask him a whole bunch of questions, find one place where he may be misremembered, or it could at least be construed as he possibly phrased something incorrectly. And then you call CNN and have them there on scene, ready to live stream as you kick down his door in the early hours of the morning. Okay, that's how the left does things. The right needs to fight fire with fire. So, yeah, you put forward the redistricting map, and if the Democrats flee, you arrest them, and then you strip them of their position, you strip them of their status as a senator or a congressman in the Texas legislature, and then you pass whatever the hell you want without them there. You subpoena them, you force them to answer a crap ton of questions. They're going to lie, and you arrest them for lying. Now, the problem is they've already lied to us so many times. They've already been under oath and flagrantly lied to our faces, and then they get away with it. So until we have Republicans willing to just do what's necessary to achieve justice, we're just going to be stuck in this endless system of Republicans trying to do the right thing, trying to get justice, trying to, you know, redo the congressional district maps, or whatever else is just normal business of the government. And then you're going to have leftists just going completely insane, but destroying the entire process and then getting away with it because Republicans don't hold them to account. But any of these, I mean, same thing with the, you know, immigration crap. Like if Republicans actually aggressively went after leftists, it really wouldn't be an issue, man. You send a bunch of ICE agents to arrest a legal immigrant. If there's some local politician that wants to step up and get in the way, then fine, arrest her too and throw her in prison. Hey, look, they're down a seat in the local, you know, council. You just punish them when they break the law. It's just really very, 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 very simple. So I'm not seeing that here. I'm not convinced this is a aggressive move against the Democrats. This smells like a cover-up to me, and I don't like it. Let's go out to your call, see how you people think about this. Let's go to clip line number four, rather. Alan in California thinks this is all kabuki theater. Go ahead, Alan, you're on the air.
Harrison, my man, you're doing the Lord's work, as usual. Hey, I want to give you, your spidey sense is very accurate. You're on track on that. Do you remember you filled in for Owen on the War Room like a month ago? And I called in and I told you then, the real saboteur, the one pulling the levers and twisting the dials, is Pam Bondi. Okay, so you want to know who they're working for? Susie Wiles ran Netanyahu's campaign to become the prime minister recently. She runs the White House. She's the one that kiboshed Matt Gaetz to make sure that Pam Bondi would be in. And I'm telling you now, you are right. One of two things going to happen. Bill and Hillary will probably just do their deposition or whatever the heck it is behind closed doors. Or we'll get Hillary Clinton part due when she's going to say in front on television and CNN will play it. What difference at this point does it make anyways? And by the way, this is all going to distract us, everybody, from what Israel is committing the genocide. Because now for the next 2-3 months, it's going to be the Epstein Chronicles. Like you said, it's like a rock band on tour. It's just a distraction because Israel's running the White House, my friend. I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize to me. I've been saying it as anybody else has. Yeah.
Yeah, you're already talking about this now instead of we should be focusing on stopping Israel committing a genocide of Christians in Palestine. But now we're talking about the help of
Mike Johnson and others. All right, so you think my spidey senses is right. I would love to be wrong, but I'm not seeing it. All right, thank you for the call, Alan. And it looks like from what I'm seeing with most people agree. But let's just go through. So try to keep your comments short, please. Let's go to Cheeky Friend in Washington State. Cheeky, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Harrison.
Good morning.
Yeah, this whole Epstein thing... let me tell you something. I got onto Twitter because that's where you could get what Trump was actually saying. Then he got kicked off Twitter and he created Trump Truth Social. So I went over there for a while. And let me tell you what, that whole time up until the election, pretty much every other post was Epstein this and Frazzle Drip that and all sorts of crazy pedophilia in Hollywood. You know, it's very well known within the so-called MAGA world that Epstein is the thread to pull to unravel the deep state sweater. Mm. So, like, that's well known within the MAGA, especially the MAGA boomer world, like that, because that's what truth is. It's basically just boomer schlock, sure. You know. So I don't really know what's going on, but I do know that everybody on the right knew that this was the string to pull to unravel the sweater. And everybody on the left, up until recently, thought it was all just conspiracy theory. Now they want it out. So I don't really know what's going on.
And the left just sees this as a weapon against Trump and have no genuine care about elite pedophilia. Anyway, they've spent the last 10 years mocking the entire concept. So I think you're right. Again, I'm going to try to get to a few more calls here. We are going to be joined by Brian Bodine in the next segment. And I think we're only going to spend about 30 minutes with him. So if you want to stay on the line, I'll go to calls after that. I got a lot more videos to play as well. And I have a very interesting twist to this that I may try to get to in this segment or maybe the first 5 minutes of the next hour. But I'm just going to try to get to as many calls as possible here. Al Killer in Virginia, your take on Israel and Epstein. Go, sir.
Hey, so, well, real quick, I was all for letting them go into absentia, and just like Napoleon. However, since they won't go away, as soon as Comey would have tweeted out those seashells, they should have had the Marines go in with those jetpacks on, like when they board a ship, and carry him out by his 8-foot Nephilim ass by each foot, and have everything in his pockets falling out.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way these people are going to learn. As far as the Epstein thing goes, it's clear to me that they're going for a pardon for Ghislaine Maxwell. And the reason I'm saying this is that Dershowitz gave an interview, I think it was the Daily Mail, on June 6th, before Israel starts bombing Iran, calling for a pardon for Ghislaine Maxwell. He's just on Glenn Beck again 3 days ago doing this. So that seems to be the campaign where she's going to give up names that we all want to see and everybody we want to see in jail. But at the end of the day, they'll keep under wraps really who was controlling the show, and because they don't want to expose that it was a joint operation with our intelligence agency and the Mossad. Lastly, I mean, Mike Johnson, that's the fruit of Protestantism, unfortunately. It's Enlightenment, Illuminati, Christianity, where you just make up your own, and unfortunately it becomes a cult, where you have people actually creating foreign policy based off stuff that is not biblical. It was never taught. You don't find it in the Orthodox Church. You don't find it in the Catholic Church. And unfortunately, that is what happened when everybody becomes their own pope. That's pretty much all I got to say.
Well, a bunch of good points. Don't really disagree with you. Thank you for the call, Al Killer. Let's go to Jamie in North Carolina now. Jamie, you are on the air. Go ahead. What do you think is going on here?
This Kabuki theater. this is a joke. This is no good. We need Biden. We need Biden back. We need Biden back. At least we know. At least we know he's stupid.
You think it's all Kabuki theater, huh?
It's Kabuki theater.
So what do we do?
Really, what we do, we make America China. That's what Donald Trump is doing. America, it'll be China.
Hell, hey, I'll tell you one thing. China wouldn't let their billionaires get away with this.
China love billionaire.
You know Jack Ma, billionaire from China, he went and kissed the Western Wall. You know what happened to him? He disappeared right after. Hey, they disappeared him for daring to go show fealty to a foreign nation. So
they're no good. They're no good.
Hey, say what you want about China. They don't let their billionaires get away with this stuff. Thank you for the call, Jamie. Anything else?
China love billionaire.
They love billionaires.
China love billionaire. They want to make billionaire everybody.
Yeah, well.
Everybody.
Just don't cross them.
All right, I'm going to quit playing. For real. I love you, Harrison. You're like my favorite. I want to shout out to my dad, Jim. I know you're listening. I turned him on to InfoWars, and I just love it. And I know God's got a plan. Trump's just a man. Everybody needs to back up and really put into perspective where we really are.
Amen.
It's a distraction. You know that.
I do. Thank you so much, Jamie. That was a great call. Let's go to Inner City Rogue in Denver about these new subpoenas. Inner City Rogue, you're on the air.
Hi, am I coming through all right, Harrison?
It's a little noisy. Are you near a waterfall by chance?
Let me get somewhere here quiet.
We got a couple people in the Rocky Mountains. Go ahead.
Sorry, I'm out of work here. So, it's all Kabuki theater. You could obviously tell that there's a lot of stuff to talk about, but they just want you distracted and keeping false hope in the system, and that's we got to stop doing. The false hope in Trump has got to stop. We know that there's something wrong with him. We know that this isn't even the same Trump. I mean, he's being completely defensive, and it's not hard at this point to see that he's controlled and blackmailed for whatever reason. I mean, if he was involved in Epstein with some girls or whatever, I mean, that's believable at this point. We'd be willing to forgive him, but he doesn't want to be honest, but we're waiting for that born-again moment that Alex Jones was talking about. We gave him the benefit of the doubt after he got shot. Maybe he's born again, he's changed, he's going to start fighting this new world order, but I don't think so, man.
I've said it forever. I mean, Americans are so desperate, and we genuinely are, like, understanding and forgiving people. Like, as a message out there to any Republican, politician that's wrapped up in this, just come clean, man. Just come out and say what they have over you. Like, we would rather you just go, look, I got tricked into something. Here's what they got on me, but I'm not being a slave anymore. I'm not going to be blackmailed anymore. If you want to get rid of me because of what I did, fine, but I'm not going to be extorted. Do the David Letterman. Remember somebody tried to extort David Letterman about his extramarital affair, and he just went out on his TV show and went, I cheated on my wife, and they're trying to hold it over my head, and I'm not going to let them. And everybody went, yay, Dave, you're great, you're amazing, thank you for being so honest with us. What a breath of fresh air. No, we're not happy you cheated on your wife, but that sounds horrible being extorted like that. I'm glad you learned your lesson. Thanks for coming clean. Like, that would be the response. Honestly, if people came out and said, here's what happened, here's how I'm being blackmailed, I'm not doing it anymore, America is more important to me than my legacy, we would forgive you. I swear to God, we would forgive you. We just don't want our country being controlled anymore. We just want to not be involved in wars overseas because you're scared of everybody knowing you're gay. Like, just come out and say it, and let's move on. And if you're such a liability, you'll go down in history as being the person that gave up their power for what's right.
I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support.
Ultimate Fish Oil is not just a supplement, but a statement.
Morning. Morning.
Not only can Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com help your heart, mind, and joints, but it keeps InfoWars on the air.
Morning. Morning.
Your heart is the engine of your life, and Ultimate Fish Oil is the premium fuel it craves.
Morning. Morning.
Morning.
Morning.
Ultimate Fish Oil is your cognitive clarity captain. The DHA in this formula is a foundational stone for brain health. Ultimate Fish Oil is your joint health general. The soothing reduction in inflammation ensures you'll feel invincible in the info war. InfoWars has never wavered from its mission, and with Ultimate Fish Oil, neither will you. Step up to the plate, nourish your body, and nourish the fight for a future where the new world order is defeated. Get it now at InfoWarsStore.com.